Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Leadership Secrets of Hamilton, 7 Steps to Revolutionary Leadership from Alexander Hamilton and the Founding Fathers, by Gordon Lightner, performed by James Foster. Introduction: The Leadership Secrets of Hamilton and the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers' adoption of the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the Bill of Rights was the most revolutionary demonstration of leadership in American political history. Collectively, these documents established the spirit, the letter, and the protection of a radical form of government that was founded not on the rights of kings, but on the rights of the common man. Democracy had been attempted by societies and city-states at various times in the history of mankind, and it had always failed. But in North America, in the late 18th century, in spite of the violent resistance of a king who ruled the most powerful nation on earth, democratic government finally succeeded. What was the primary reason for this success? It was not because of the political unanimity of the nearly 4 million colonists in North America. A significant minority of the people, perhaps as much as 1/3, opposed the establishment of a new nation. It was not because of the strength of the American armies or navy, since they were immensely inferior in numbers, equipment, and weaponry when compared to their foes. It was not because of the wealth and financial independence of the colonies, because the 13 colonies had fragile economies and were highly dependent on trade with Great Britain. The key ingredient to the successful establishment of the new nation was leadership, the leadership of a handful of men known today as the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers, also called Founders, inspired the support and sacrifice of millions of Americans for the cause of establishing an independent, republican form of government. This desire for independence from Great Britain began to take root in the colonies in 1763, shortly after the end of the French and Indian War. To help pay for the standing army he kept in America, Britain's King George III started taxing the colonists. American political activists, who began to call themselves patriots, protested that taxation was unfair because the colonies had no official representation in the British Parliament. These protests ranged from verbal
sample complete. Ready to continue?